The citizens' health, safety, and welfare is better promoted by protecting the existing neighborhood rather than promoting further development. I would urge you to deny the rezoning request.
We want that golf course, and we don't want to lose that golf course. And if this causes us to lose the golf course, our community will go downhill. If that's a fact of life and that's what we need to maintain our golf course for our community, I can't argue against it, folks.
It's not just another potentially commercial development along the highway. It's where we live. It's our entrance to our community. And I strongly believe that this rezoning will change the character of it.
I don't think they did their homework. And if this were a case study or a homework assignment, I think they would get a failing grade. And what that means here is a no vote.
I've been a developer, and I built roads, looked at a lot of plans, about 26 years in this community. So I understand what happens when you have to take that responsibility to be respectful of all that come before you. And this is one of those cases where it is of great concern with the amount of space we have to work with on Calumet Trace.
I ask you to, you know, proceed with caution, but I do think that this is something that we would get a benefit out of. I ask you to approve it.
So I'm appalled how you guys could sit up here and say, you know, not even question that's appalling.
But this has got to be one of the worst ideas that's ever come before this council. This body has no business establishing winners over the objections of the many people that have objected to this.
I would prefer not to hear dumpsters banging as they're emptying them. I would prefer not to hear delivery trucks coming through and backing up and going back to the restaurant. I do not believe this is going to improve the property value of my home.
All the residents who live in the community, there is a lot of activity by bikes, by walkers, by golf carts, and I would be concerned with the amount of traffic that would be coming through that hub with all of those pedestrians in place.
We feel like we don't have enough of the specifics behind what this would really be for us to even make a decision. I mean, it's really scary.
I'm in support of the golf course and whatever decisions that they have to make in order to make sure that the golf course stays a golf course, which would include the rezoning.
I think we need to do what we need to do to help the golf course, to help the survival, because, you know, if it turns into a hayfield, all of our property values are going to go down the drain.
I'm in favor of the rezoning. Love the golf course. Want to see it there for a long time. And whatever it takes to keep it there, I'm in favor of it.
I'm in favor of doing whatever it takes to keep the golf course going until I'm gone, and I'm planning on being around a long time yet. Thank you.
I would ask that you take any petition that has been presented to you tonight or in the past with a grain of salt, and respectfully ask that you support the requested recommendation to allow this restaurant site.
I want the golf course to be there. I'm an avid golfer. But on the other hand, I don't think it's a responsibility of us or you as the council to subsidize a business interest that is not being profitable.
We think it's a good idea. It's obviously a good idea all over Murfreesboro. There's a lot of examples of this commercial out in front of residential.
I know something about running a business. You don't pay sell off part of your property, pay down debt, and tell me that you're going to improve the neighborhood and the golf course. How are you going to do that? Borrow more money against a failing operation? You're not going to do that.
Let us work, play, and enjoy our quality of life around our neighborhood. A restaurant will provide that for us. The south side of town has lagged behind for many years. So I ask you tonight, respectfully, to vote yes for this thing and let us enjoy a better quality of life.